Just outside the Syrian capital Damascus, eastern Ghouta is home to more than 400,000 people. They live in a dozen or so besieged towns and villages, and their only lifeline now is the UN, whose aid lorries were unable to reach them last week. It's not the only place in the war-torn country where the misery is barely imaginable, but the situation is deteriorating in eastern Ghouta, and there's particular concern for around 400 severely wounded or malnourished men, women and children. They're being cared for in clinics, basements and makeshift hospitals. Of the 29 most critical cases, 18 are children, according to Special Advisor to the UN, Jan Egeland.
Among them, young Khala, Khadija, Munir, Bassem. They all have a name, they all have a story. They all have the urgent need to be evacuated now. So, what about a ceasefire now in this area and a green light to all medical evacuations? And that is, of course, our appeal both to the government side and to the rebels that are throwing mortar grenades the other way and into civilian areas in Damascus.
Several areas of Syria have seen a reduction in fighting, thanks to an agreement between various international players in the conflict. There's not much de-escalation in eastern Ghouta today, though, the UN special advisor said, ahead of a new round of inter-Syrian peace talks planned in Switzerland later this month. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.